The Athens Voices USA Gallery is a product of the Dairy Barn Arts Center in Athens, Ohio. It was started 7 years ago and has expanded into a traveling gallery. Jack Scheffler is the chair of the Division of Fine Arts at Concord and an instructor of art. He is one of the nearly 50 artists chosen to have their work displayed.
It's great to show the community what we're doing, but it also shows you work of people from Athens, Ohio, Athens, Georgia. It travels from different Athens. And this has been going on, I think, for a few years. And it's a nice show to get people together from the area and see their work, and sort of a meet and greet for art.
The show kicked off with a reception. Students and community members lined up outside the art gallery at Concord University. Art pieces hung on the wall and sat atop podiums as the smell of barbecue filled the air from the catered meal. 48 artists representing 7 different towns named Athens from across the country presented their work. Jamie Biggs is an associate professor of art at Concord. He played an instrumental role in bringing the show to West Virginia.
We started working with the Dairy Barn and the Athens Voices exhibition in 2013. And at that point, we had a handful of students and a handful of local artists that responded to a national call for entries through the Dairy Barn. That was the first Athens Voices exhibition that was opened up to a national audience. At that point, the Dairy Barn was looking for other venues to turn their Athens exhibition into a traveling exhibition. So we responded to that and offered the space here at Concord as one of those possible venues.
West Virginia is often pegged as an inspirational area, and Biggs feels that his work is truly shaped by his Appalachian heritage.
I think between the landscape and the culture, all those influences have a way of seeping into the artwork and being expressed through the objects that you make. So yeah, absolutely, West Virginia is a part of the work that I make.
Mandy Lester of Pocahontas County is a recent Concord graduate. She moved to the Mountain State in her early teen years and has lived here ever since. In 2013, she was chosen as one of the first Concord students to participate in the Athens Voices show. She, too, feels that her work is affected by West Virginia.
I think location has a lot to do with who we are as people, and that is especially true for people who grow up in Appalachia. And even before I lived in North Carolina, both my parents are from McDowell County. So I've always had roots in this area in southern West Virginia. A lot of the imagery that's in my work has a lot to do with this region. So there's a lot of religious iconography, a lot of coal mining, you know, throwbacks to that with little miners' caps on my pieces and stuff like that.
Mandy believes that the impact of West Virginia is a powerful tool, but she also feels that the challenges of the state can act as a hindrance.
I know, for example, one of my friends, he kind of wants to get away from West Virginia, you know, those tropes that people put on us. You know, he's embraced it, but also at the same time, he's fighting it, which is, it's interesting to see him go through that. But now he's at a point in his life where he wants to move on. He wants to branch out his artwork. He wants to change it up. He wants to be known for something else. And I think it's proving to be a little bit harder than what he expected.
The Athens Voices Gallery will eventually move to Athens, Alabama, and continue to carry the influence of the artists throughout the country. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Stevens in Athens.